This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Most of those other talk show hosts out there want to charge you for their sites. We give it all away up front, so enjoy it. freetalklive.com. Last hour, we started out by reading an excerpt. Mark, you brought in an excerpt from The War, War is a Racket by General Smedley Butler, the most award-winningest general. How is he described?
He's the America's most decorated soldier.
America's most decorated
ever.
Soldier to this
Anti-war.
Day.
War.
Yeah, yeah, completely.
And he's older and more crotchety than any veteran that's going to call in.
But he's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely appreciate what he has had to say tonight on this Memorial Day weekend whenever you're listening to talk radio or you're listening to the news, as I was just listening to a moment ago, you hear the same old cliches trotted out about our soldiers, our men and women fighting for freedom.
Fighting for your freedom.
No, in fact, I got an exact quote. I got an exact quote from the news. I think this was one of the White House people or whoever, some government flunky, said that they were providing us with service, the ultimate sacrifice for safety, for the safety and prosperity of our country.
And
nonsense.
What's the Benjamin Franklin quote? Those who would trade safety for security, or trade liberty for security, will get neither and deserve neither.
I think that was Franklin or Thomas Jefferson.
It's been moved around from founding father to founding father.
It's a great quote.
The fact is, if you trade essential liberty for a bit of security, you will get neither and you deserve neither.
Absolutely, and I think that it's I just wanted to dig into that quote just a little before we continue with your phone calls. The quote, the ultimate sacrifice for the safety and prosperity of our country. Number one, wars do not make us safer. As we just saw with the terror attacks, the alleged terror attacks from this week in New York City, the supposed ringleader of those guys is pissed off because the U.S. military is in Afghanistan bombing and killing people.
Right. That's why they were attempting to blow up synagogues in the United States.
Right.
Well, duh.
What do you think's going to happen when you go somewhere and start bombing and killing innocent people? They are going to get very angry, and many of them are going to go and cause more problems. They're going to make us less safe. So creating wars and fomenting wars and joining in on wars does nothing at all to achieve a safe situation in this country. We are safe by default. We don't need to fight wars around the world.
You know, I think that people don't look at what war is. War is the invasion of a country. When we have our military in other countries, that, as far as I'm concerned, is an invasion. That's the reason for 9/11, was the fact that we were in Saudi Arabia in the first place.
Yeah, and I don't care that the Saudi Arabian government wanted the U.S. government there. What matters is what the people think. And you can tell me all day long that I wanted this, but I don't want this. These are not people that are serving me. They're not serving my interests. My interests are peace, and war is not peace, so I don't want to have anything to do with any of this. Unfortunately, we're all forced to pay for it. The other claim is that they made the ultimate sacrifice for the prosperity of our country.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, nothing could be further from the truth.
Spending billions of dollars on things that go kaboom is not prosperous.
It's extracting money from those who actually create prosperity, those who are the producers, the class of producers who are actually out there in the marketplace producing products and services, which is what all of those soldiers would have been doing. All of those dead men and women around from this country that died around the world, all of them would have been back here or around the world doing some sort of thing in the marketplace, providing products and services, actually producing things.
Not to mention raising their kids and treating their families well, yeah. instead of providing worm food in foreign countries.
Instead of dying. Right? Okay, so stealing money from people to fund a multi-billion dollar, I don't even know how many hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars this military is, but I don't care if it's $1 billion or, you know, $20,000. It's too much money as far as I'm concerned, and it's not enhancing anyone's prosperity. It's just part of the whole government's theft program. They steal your money and they do what they want with it. In the case of the military, it's hiring bureaucrats, calling them soldiers, and sending them over to die in the dirt. And I think it's tragic.
Let's take a call. I need to get called a liberal.
Okay, we're going to go to your phone calls, and let's talk to Alex in Texas. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was just driving along the road, and I heard that last guy call in, and I just wanted to back you up historically, whether you were for World War II or against it, you know, whether you're pro-war or against, as you said, some people are for one war but against another war. The issue is the facts about World War II are clear, especially in the Pacific. Now, the Imperial Japanese system was very corrupt. It was basically militarized by the West before World War One and during World War One. It was encouraged to expand, to go into Korea, to go into China, you know, to go up against the Russians in World War One. Then after that, for at least a year and a half before the attack on Pearl Harbor, the Flying Tigers, the Army, Air Corps, and Marines were over there with U.S. generals, everything, but they were, quote, private, but still wore U.S. uniforms and got their orders. It was like an OSS operation. And they were going around strafing and blowing up Japanese trains and bombing Japanese ships. And the Japanese kept going to Washington with their ambassador saying, please, you blew up five more trains this week. You sunk 15 more ships this week. You tracked our general down and shot his aircraft down.
Was that, Alex, was that during the steel embargo and the oil embargo?
Absolutely. The oil and steel embargo was part of that. But the point is, in China itself, there were U.S. troops, just like in Vietnam, 4,000 advisors died from 1960 to 1964 before the staged Gulf of Tonkin to get us into that. So, look, that guy can sit there and defend World War II all day, and after the Japanese tried to unconditionally surrender, 2 months later dropped two A-bombs on them on Hiroshima and Nagasaki just to scare the world. You know, again, the empire over here at the start of the Spanish-American War to move into the Pacific, just as evil as the Japanese imperial military. And they go, well, the Japanese grabbed our troops and did medical experiments on them.
Right.
Our own government did medical experiments of nerve gassing our own troops and thousands of foster children. They radiated to death. So the issue is all these governments act the same. Now, Hitler was a little bit worse.
Yeah, a lot worse.
But he was funded by the British and the U.S., IBM, all those companies. There's New York Times bestsellers, you know, on the subject, Pulitzer Prize winners. And so they literally set him up to tear up Europe, and then they stabbed him in the back. That's why he had a peace treaty with England. That's why the King of England was a Nazi.
You know, Alex, it also bears mentioning here, and it hasn't been mentioned yet in this show, that if it weren't for the United States violating their own rules, the Constitution, the so-called supreme law of the land, if it weren't for the U.S. violating their own rules during World War One and getting involved in World War One, it's very likely that Hitler never would have even come to power in the first place.
Right. We really didn't talk about the European theater, and the fact is, the United States' involvement and the fact that the Allies were able to crush the other side in World War One made it so that Germany had such a bad deal, so that Hitler was able to rise up.
Exactly, the Versailles Treaty. You're absolutely right. So listen, these men have courage, but they are just bureaucrats. And now they're saying, oh, NORTHCOM's going to engage the American people. You know, now the Army Times says, oh, the number one enemy is returning veterans and gun owners and libertarians and Ron Paul supporters. So now we're becoming a purely fascist state. And we're now just a colony of offshore banks using us. Hey, you guys have a great show. We enjoy having it on 90.1 in Austin. Take care.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whenever the American troops invade a sovereign land like the Hawaiian Islands or the Earl of Sandwich or
right,
whatever.
That was actually the American. We bought, essentially, we're given the Sandwich Islands from the British. It was just too much for them to take care of. But that doesn't matter. Those islands didn't belong to the British in the first place.
Yeah.
They belonged to the people that were living on them, and we were using them as giant battleships and giant aircraft carriers. That's more so. Who were we to even be there?
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. So had America stayed true to the Founding Fathers' original intent, and if you go back and look at Thomas Jefferson and people like that, they made it very clear that George Washington said he didn't want entangling alliances with other countries. They specifically put in the Constitution that the military shouldn't basically exist. The army should not exist unless it needs to be called together for a very specific purpose, and then it was supposed to be eliminated after 2 years. So these guys had no interest in going around the world bombing and killing, but politicians in search of power decided to change all that.
War is the health of the state.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com features, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. You can edit virtually anything that you see there. It's the Free Talk Live wiki. We continue with your calls. Ladies first, Helena is on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello? Is it Helena? Is it Helena or Helena?
Helena.
Helena, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about that the United States should have never got involved in the Second World War.
It should have gotten involved in the First World War.
Or, but I mean the second one. We're talking about. Did you know that Hitler was already trying to perfect the atomic war, atomic bomb, and the Germans had underground facilities in Finland, and they were working on heavy water, who's one of the compounds to perfect the atomic bomb. Do you think if Hitler would have got that bomb, he would have dropped it anywhere he wanted to? And people have to say, oh yeah, we surrender, because it's not only the bomb, it's the radiation that, you know, that kills a lot of people afterwards. Mm-hmm. So we had to get involved in that war. You know,
if
you want to see, if you want to hear, really, people who doesn't like to read, or if you want to see the story of that underground facility, get to a movie called The Heroes of Telemark. It's Kirk Douglas is one of the players.
Hollywood film. Now,
it's a true story. It's not only Hollywood. It's a true story how these people gave their life to destroy that underground facility in Finland and save the world probably from Hitler.
So you believe that Hitler would have come out with an atomic bomb and then threatened to deliver it if what? What would
of
the...
Of course, you didn't surrender to his wishes. He was a nut, you know, crazy. And he would have... You know, already had rockets.
So what does that mean? Like, what kind of wishes? What would have his demands have been?
Probably he wanted to run the world, because all
the
world,
okay.
People want to run the world. That's the problem.
Right.
If you kill them, if they would have killed Hitler, you know, when a guy like that comes out and he wants war, kill him. And then you save a lot of younger people.
Well, 48. There were 48 attempts on Hitler's life by his own citizens
in his
country. And I wish one of them would have gotten him. But apparently, we had to go over there. You know, the United States had to go over there and do it. But my question to you is this, Helena: the billions of, and you know, probably close to in today's numbers, trillion dollars that we spent on the war, World War II, wouldn't it have been better spent just getting gosh darn American scientists, who are the best scientists in the world, together to build their own atomic weapon, and we would have had it first?
Hitler
would have delivered his, we could have delivered one back.
No, I don't think that's the best idea, Mike.
I'm just wondering.
What about this one? If Hitler had actually created a bomb and had threatened us, then that would have been an act of war against the United States, which, Hitler hadn't
declared war.
It would have been too late. He already had the bomb. You know, the scientists who perfected the atomic war was Germans, von Braun. They were taken from Germany after the Second World War.
This was going to be my question.
Americans are too stupid to have made an atomic weapon,
Helena?
No,
they weren't too stupid. They already had the Manhattan Project created by President Roosevelt. They were working there, the Americans, but I mean the Germans were, they knew they were working in this, not because they were brighter, because they were working before.
If we would have taken that money that we spent on that war, rather than that, we could have put up several different sets of scientists and told them, hey, you guys compete to see who comes out ahead. We'd have had the bomb before the Germans.
Here's something else that you could have had.
Utopia. That's not the word. The world is the word. I'm older than you, very, very much older than you.
Hold on. Helena, that's just not fair. My age has nothing to do with this.
No, but I mean experience. When you go through the world, you know the world will never be in peace. They're always fighting since the beginning of the world. I don't know why they're so stupid, because they're stupid doing this all the time.
Yeah, I agree. Fighting is stupid. Silly.
Look, here's what I'd like to know. If Hitler did make an overture toward attacking the United States, and Mark, you're saying he did declare war, but there was never actually any sort of war action.
Right, he declared war from Germany, 3,000 miles away.
If that had happened... And, Mark, you're suggesting that take that money that was spent on the war and spend it developing another a nuclear weapon. I would suggest, how about you take a fraction of that money and just offer it up to whoever brings you the head of Hitler? I mean, whoever killed him.
Sure,
I mean,
don't you think that
would have been more effective?
And constitutional.
Wouldn't that have been more effective and more affordable to actually target the root of the problem with crack mercenaries or offering up a ransom to where even his right-hand man would have been able to turn on him and go after him and collect that reward? Wouldn't have that been made
that
a little bit more sense?
What you say is perfect, but they don't do it.
Thank you.
They allow those monsters to continue.
Well, no, the reason they don't do it is because it means money for the military-industrial complex. As I'm sure you know, it sounds
the United States has offered up a reward for Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
However, they have made it so that no United States citizen can collect it. What kind of sense does that make? The people that are most motivated in the world can't collect the reward.
Yep, so it's useless.
That's idiotic.
Thank you, Helena.
That's the government that fights the war.
Thank you so much for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So you're right. I mean,
I should say that's the organization that we have fighting our wars. Obviously, I'm against any government fighting any war.
Going after the individual who's causing the problem, going after the Hitler or the Osama bin Laden on an individual basis would make sense. They're the ones that are calling for the aggression, so they should be the ones that are stopped. And it would be so much more affordable to go with, you know, crack team of mercenaries or a reward situation or whatever, multiple teams of mercs competing for the reward, whatever. It would be so much cheaper that way, but then the Halliburtons and the, you know, the Lockheed Martins and all these companies would not get any contracts.
Right, and as you know, you use, you know, media to distribute this. Imagine the German soldiers say to themselves, oh, my good. I could live like a king with this kind of money. And, you know, they get a great few of their friends together and they pop him.
Yep.
Those are the people you need to motivate. They're the ones on the inside.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to George, listening to KMED in Oregon. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, fellas?
Hey, well, sir, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm kind of conflicted here because, well, first off, you know who that Alex was that talked to you, right?
That sounded like Alex Jones.
It was Alex Jones. Anyway, I agree with a lot of what he says. I agree with some of what you fellas have said today. What gets me? This is my quandary. I'm a 18-year veteran of the military, two branches of service, commissioned and enlisted. I understand and I agree with you that World War II was very much, World War I was very much made. The Spanish-American War was very much manipulated. So was the Civil War. And I totally agree with you that Vietnam was manipulated. Just like, and you see, this is where I kind of get a little difference in hearing you talk, even 9/11 was manipulated. If anybody thinks a bunch of guys with some satellite phones sitting over there in Tora Bora planned, orchestrated, and put together two stolen 737s out of Africa and then called them 767s on the day the event happened, and crashed them into those buildings, man, that was really some serious, sophisticated stuff. So I agree with you that, you know, all of these things, Clausewitz said it. Clausewitz said all war is you know, negotiations, you know, political negotiations just done a different way.
Done with bodies and death and blowing
things up. Rotting corpses.
Destruction.
People that love their kids.
Look, I don't know who did 9/11, and to me it doesn't really matter. What matters is the government has gotten much larger as a result of what happened then, and that's what we have to deal with today, is getting to a state of liberty, evolving mankind to the next great step in evolution, and that is to honor our neighbor's choices and move toward peace. Thank you for the call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers.
Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, The 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those, including the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours for the taking. In fact, going back for an entire year, right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can do just about anything over there that's, you know, you need to do on a regular basis as far as the law goes. They're not lawyers, but the website was created by lawyers. It's LegalZoom.com. You can go use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls, and we'll go to Dan, listening to WFTL in Florida. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dan.
It's WFLA that I'm listening to.
Oh, apologies. You're listening to WFLA. Bordoff got it wrong. Another great station. Go ahead.
Okay. I've got a little story to tell you, and I wish that you would listen to this story because I think you're really nice people. I wish you were a little bit more informed.
Okay.
This story involves the mother of a Japanese engineer that I met in the television industry here in America. His mother was in Japan when the second bomb was dropped. She happened to be on the other side of the hill where she was protected.
Mm.
But I asked him, I said, Ted, what's the first thing that she did after the, you know, within hours after the bomb? She went to a Shinto shrine to pray. to pray thanks for the Americans for dropping that bomb.
What?
Because she knew that if that didn't stop the war, the Japanese warlords would have made them fight till every man, woman, and child in Japan was dead.
How come the Japanese...
There is no proof to what you said.
Oh, there's absolutely historical documents to what I said. The fact is the Freedom of Information Act had released this stuff more than a decade ago because it became unclassified.
What stuff? That the Japanese had no intention of fighting? Is that the case?
The Japanese certainly would have intended to fight if there was an invasion coming on their homeland. What they were trying to do is they were trying to surrender with conditions.
So, Dan, let me point of clarification here. I mean, you're saying that
why is it everything you say I must accept is true, and everything I say you
don't
must...
have to accept anything we say is true. We're a talk show host. The hell do we know?
And what did this lady know about whether the Japanese warlords would fight on
to accept what you say is true either?
American soldier that died in World War II because you decided in your infinite wisdom that we didn't need to fight the war. Now, Hitler killed 12 million people. He wouldn't have done that if it hadn't been for World War One.
That's correct. That's correct, sir. Hitler would have never gotten power
if it hadn't been for the decisive...
And on what you base that?
Well, the leader of Germany he was sent out of the country, if I'm not mistaken, right?
What country started World War One, please? The United States attacked Germany, did they?
No. The United States didn't get into it until...
What started World War One?
The shooting of Archbishop Ferdinand or whatever.
Yeah. Anything to do with the United States or England?
Not a damn thing.
Okay, then how did we get into the war?
It was a bunch of treaties.
Yes.
Did Hitler attack France?
Of course he did.
Well, what was, did Hitler attack Belgium? What did the Kaiser attack?
What does all that have to do with anything, sir?
I don't care what the Kaiser, I don't care what those British guys did.
They not?
What does that have to do with anything, sir? The founding fathers of this country made it clear, sir, that they did not want entangling alliances. So the alliances you're bringing up, we shouldn't have been involved in the first place. How do you feel about that?
And which alliances should we have been involved
in? None.
Here's what General Smedley Butler, the most decorated soldier in history. Now, you can call him whatever names you want to call him. Call him a liberal. I wish you would.
You don't have to believe him either.
Let's look at this over this European brawl and see where they stand on our and whether we should be involved in any way in the matter. First, let's see if we have contributed one single thing to the cause to it.
He doesn't want to listen.
No, you don't care. You don't care that the most decorated soldier in history says we shouldn't have been involved.
Please, what was he talking about?
He was talking about our involvement in World War One. We shouldn't have been there.
See, and that we only take the word of one military expert. Anybody else that has a different opinion is wrong.
Everybody else that wants to kill people, they're all right.
Right, but here's the other part of it. The other part of it is that the people that want to go over there and kill other individuals, not only do they want to kill other individuals, but they want to take my tax money to do it.
And they're willing to kill you.
So they're not just killers, they're thieves.
My relatives died in that war defending your right to go on the radio, and you have
every right
to go on the radio and say any damn foolish thing you want. But the day before Memorial Day, you can have a little bit of common courtesy.
That's right, Mark. You shouldn't be on the radio talking about freedom. You shouldn't be on the radio talking about peace.
Right.
We need to talk about war, glorify death.
I'm quoting the most decorated military veteran in history, and I don't have any respect. I'm holding in my hand a poppy that I bought today from a veteran.
Do you not have any compassion for them and their families?
I have all kinds of compassion. I'm just telling you that the war didn't need to be fought.
We're compassionate because we want to end war, sir.
Right. I don't have to say that the war was a good thing in order to have compassion.
Have you listened to Ahmadinejad and what he said that he's going to do to the Western world?
Let's kill him.
Have you no brains?
That's killing. Let's kill every Muslim on the planet. Let's kill the Muslim. Let's kill their women. Let's kill their children. Let's kill their dogs. Let's kill their sheep. Let's kill the lizards. Let's turn the whole Middle East to glass. That'll help.
Energized, please. Maybe we need the army to do that.
Maybe if Barack Obama had a pair, he would challenge Ahmadinejad to a fight.
To the fight to the death
with a pair of monkey wrenches.
You are saying if we just be nice, if we just be nice, the terrorists are in Washington D.C.
I'm
not saying that at all.
I'm saying that the terrorists are in Washington D.C.
God, that they will kill every one of us. We should make nice, okay?
The reason that people in the Middle East want to kill us is because we are occupying their countries. We have troops supporting the king.
Sir, that just is not true.
You are living a fantasy. Before you go on, sir, the reason that Osama bin Laden stated...
Cut him down, please, because he's not listening.
No, he's not. The reason that Osama bin Laden stated that they attacked us on 9/11 was because of the troops in the Middle East. They've been there for decades. Right. The fact is, we have military there supporting the king in Saudi Arabia and all many of these other places. Of course they're mad at us.
Planes from Arabia and brought two 737s over here. Is that correct?
You were talking to yourself, sir. We didn't hear you because we were trying to make a point to you about how there are over 700 military bases around the world. There are in over 130 countries, U.S. military bases in over 130 countries, including the Middle East. Do you have any idea what it would... Wait, Dan, before you go on shouting, do you have any idea what it would be like to have a Chinese military base down the street from your neighborhood?
Yes, I do, because I know how the Chinese have behaved, and the United States has not behaved that way. Which country have we taken over? Whose assets did we bring back to the United States after World War One and Two? Which countries are we in control of? We took the whole world in World War Two. Why didn't we keep it? How come there are other countries in the world? How come there are enemies in the world?
With the fiat currency, you don't need to.
How come you want to hurt so many people? How come you want to kill? How come you want to see death and destruction?
You don't have to be the leader of a country in order to control it.
You want to kill me, don't you?
No, I don't want to kill you.
What if I don't want to pay for your wars, sir?
What if I don't want to pay for your wars?
Can you answer that?
No, it's not my wars, sir.
No,
it's not my
wars. They are your wars. You support them. Thank you for the call. And if I don't pay for them, your men with guns will come and try to take me into a cell. And if I don't want to go to the cell and I decide to defend myself because I believe I'm free, they're going to kill me.
I'm holding in my hand the poppy I got today from a VFW member.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents,
stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The Memorial Weekend edition of the program. Inevitably, on Memorial Day weekend, we always bring up...
It's always a cat fight.
Yeah, it's always a guarantee that we'll bring up the topic of war because, well, that's what everybody's talking about this weekend, except on most talk shows, you get glorification. You get hero worship towards the men and women of the military who, while they may have engaged in heroic acts in the context of what they were doing, sure, there's plenty of movies that have been made about all of those things over the last 20th century alone. But the premise was what was wrong. So sure, they were doing heroic things in the context, but right. It was the context that was the problem. The warmongering, the invading of other countries, the setting up of over 700 military bases around the overseas, as though that just doesn't make anybody angry. The last caller suggested that, how many countries have we taken over?
If you put boots on the ground over there, you're invading.
Right, and he
wouldn't accept it in this country.
He completely dodged my question about how you would feel about having the Chinese military down the street.
You just can't make those people understand. No. We're the United States. We're good people. It's okay if we invade and support other foreign despots.
And that brings me to another point I'd wanted to make, and I will do that here in moments.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You can get a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They've got just about all the new releases, all kinds of things. I like The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Okay, so you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you want to support the show and help us out, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show. Get on more great radio stations across the country like WSPD, News Talk 1370 there in Toledo, which is joining us officially for the first time tonight. They've been on, I think, for a week or two, but it's now I've confirmed it. So we're finally on in Toledo, which is, by the way, the number one talk station in Toledo. So welcome to our Toledo listeners tonight. Kind of a shock to the system, I'm sure, for first-time listeners. This is the show about anything. You can call in and bring up whatever you want, but obviously talking about war gets people passionate. It gets them heated up because, well, they've been told a lot of lies over the years about war and Americans' involvement in it. And I wanted to go back to what the last caller was opening his call with before he started shouting about how awful we are.
Kill us. Don't forget Ahmadinejad.
Right, and how awful we are for even talking about this on Memorial Day weekend. How dare we? The first point he made was that he knew somebody whose mom was around during World War II, and she was over the hill from where the bombs went off, Nagasaki
or Hiroshima.
Yeah, and that the first thing that she did was she went and she prayed thanks to the Americans for bombing her countrymen because, in his words,
the warlords would have never given up.
Right. Well, the warlords were forcing. According to him, the warlords were forcing their subjects, if you will, the Japanese people, into warring for them, right? That, oh, thank goodness the Americans bombed all of those people because now the warlords won't force us to fight anymore. And that may be true. You know, that might be true. I don't doubt there was a draft over in Japan. But wasn't there also a draft in the United States?
Didn't they force Americans to fight?
Right. Oh, but it's okay when Americans are forced to fight, right?
If you fly an American flag over it, it's okay.
Any amount of tyranny, any amount of what would normally be an objectionable act, it was objectionable when the Japanese forced the Japanese people to fight in their war, but it's not objectionable when Americans are forced to fight in wars? 1-800-259-9231. Slavery is slavery, and it should be opposed no matter where it rears its head, whether it's here or there or wherever. And the draft is conscription, it is involuntary servitude, and it deserves to be opposed. And don't think the draft has gone away. It's only gone to sleep. They didn't shut down the SSS, the Selective Service System. They just turned, they flipped a switch. It's still operating at full capacity. They're still registering all of the young
men. It's against the law not to register for selective service.
Right. They'll threaten you with jail time and fines if you don't register for the selective service.
I wonder why that is.
Because they want to be ready at any moment's notice to flip that switch again, bring the draft boards back up to speed, and start forcing people into military service again. Except now it's going to be different. This time around it's going to be called National Service, and Obama is already working on this program. And don't think for a moment that old John McCain wouldn't have brought National Service about too. He was in favor of the idea as well. So they're going to bring back the draft, and they're going to call it National Service, and just watch and wait. It's coming. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want, and we'll go to Livewire, listening to WFTL in Florida. Livewire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for the humor. Having been laid off from my job this past week, in another week I'll be heading back to my hometown of New Orleans, Louisiana, and I'm hoping that they have some station there that has Free Talk Live, but if not, I'm going to contact all kinds of FM and AM stations and encourage them to pick it up.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the Vicksburg, Mississippi station you said is now? I might try to pick that one up if I can.
If you're not in Vicksburg, odds are good you're not going to pick it up, but it's WVBG.
What's the number?
WVBG in Vicksburg, Mississippi, that would be 1490 on AM dial. Okay. And you can always go to affiliates.freetalklive.com, wherever you are around the country, and you can get a listing of all of our radio affiliates. And if you aren't able to receive this show on the radio in your local area, of course you can always listen online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there. We've got podcasted versions of the show. And there's actually an easy a frequently asked questions kind of thing that you can go to at localfaq.freetalklive.com, and that'll tell you how to get in contact with your local talk stations and request Free Talk Live, and it can make a big difference. You're probably not going to just walk into New Orleans and pick up the phone and get the radio station there, the news talker there to pick us up, you know, within a week. But the hearing from you is a very positive thing for a program director, and they'll think about it. And they may have even heard of us already. And so, hearing from you, and plus having heard of us, could all combine together for down the line, then adding the show. And I thank you for doing that. Any other thoughts tonight, Livewire?
Well, I just might add that last weekend there was a gentleman that called from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and anyone that's listening in this area should contact 850 AM and tell them to get rid of the hocus pocus crap that's getting ready to come on this hour. Because
that's right, you guys have the ghost talker guy coming on in our third hour.
And he's apparently on some sort of hallucinogens all the time, I'm assuming, anyway. But
I wish I could do hallucinogens and do my radio show. That'd be a little
weird.
I think
that there's a law.
Is there a law about that? I think the law says that you're not supposed to actually do the hallucinogen on the air, or I think you're not supposed to drink on the air or do drugs on the air.
I can tell you, I've been radio, and there's plenty of guys who are drinking and being on the air.
But I don't think that means you can't drink before you go on the air. Thanks, Livewire, for the call, and you're right. Please contact your local talk station. If they air Free Talk Live, thank them, and then ask them for a little more, because we do have a weekday show as well, plus all 3 hours on Saturday night.
One thing you can say is, there's nothing like Free Talk Live out there.
Not that I've ever heard.
Nope.
Credit to Mancow for what he did this week. Mancow deserves some real credit. I wanted to play that audio. We didn't get a chance last night, but he actually submitted himself to waterboarded.
Mancow is a conservative talk show host.
He calls himself, I think, a libertarian. Yeah. They market him as a libertarian.
Don't they all?
Yeah.
he's a conservative talk show host that said, waterboarding isn't torture. Got waterboarded for 6 seconds.
Five, I think, and said,
waterboarding is torture.
Yeah.
We called waterboarding torture when the Japanese did it to our military men in World War II, but today we don't.
Oh, it's the same thing as what we were just talking about.
It's just enhanced interrogation when a bunch of cowards from the Republican Party decide to do it.
Democrats might do it too.
I don't think they're doing it right now.
How do you know?
It would be contrary to what would be expedient for them today. I would consider myself an anti-war Republican if I'm going to pick one of the sides. That's how I would choose to...
Like a Ron Paul?
Yeah. That's how I would choose to identify myself.
Let's go to Bill in Oklahoma. Your call's about anything. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Bill. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, premising the first hour caller, I don't know if it was the very first caller or not, but I think Mark got into a heated debate on whether or not it would be okay for the government to come around and start shooting his children, something to that nature, and he goes back with, what do you think, we just go around shooting people just because we feel like it? And if I was on that end of the mic, I would have said something like, well, yes, I believe they do. You might want to talk to that 14-year-old girl in Iraq.
Didn't they rape her before they shot her?
Yes, I wasn't going to make any reference to that because I didn't know if I could on the air or not. But
sure.
Yes, she was sexually assaulted, and she was killed along with three members of her family.
And this is what happens during war. This obviously wasn't passed down from the Pentagon as to what would happen.
Just a few bad apples, Mark.
This is what happens when you send in soldiers and people with guns and the right to shoot people. Criminals, people turn into criminals, and they're going to do criminal things.
Absolutely. Bill, I appreciate you bringing that up. I'd actually thought about it, but there's just so many places to go, and I thank you for bringing that point up. 800-259-9231, and obviously that's not the only example of such atrocities. There are plenty of them in the Vietnam War as well, and I'm sure a number of them that we haven't heard about in Iraq and Afghanistan, just because the word hasn't gotten out. Hour 3 is coming up.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.